message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Great man. But you know what? He lives in us. He lives in us. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 2. Hallelujah. How many of us went back home and listened to last Sunday's service, sermon? It's awesome. It's awesome. As I went back to listen and I'm listening, I'm seeing all kinds of new things. All kinds of new things. Please don't listen to any sermon once. No. Don't even listen to it two times, three times. Listen and listen and listen and listen until it jumps out to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 2. Today we are continuing with knowing Jesus to seek and worship him, the Nazarene. Seek and worship Jesus, the Nazarene. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men, underline wise men, from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Underline born king. Underline born king. For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Underline worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. This is Herod's confession, the Christ. Underline the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Underline ruler who will shepherd my people. Ruler who will shepherd my people. Don't bother about Israel for now. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Liar. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Underline, fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, he died. trying to kill Jesus, he died. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead. Every man plotting against you by the authority in the name of Jesus, except they repent. Except they repent. Every man after your destiny, every man after your purpose, every man bent on making you sad, except they repent, they shall fall for your sake. Amen. For all those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you open our spirit to receive your word this morning. Our hearts are good grounds. Plant your word. We are doers of the word. And therefore, no man will steal our blessings. In Jesus' name. What can we learn from this reading today? Number one, Jesus, who is Savior, who is Rescuer, who is Deliverer, is to be sought after. Jesus is to be sought after. The Magi endured a very long, tortuous journey to come after Jesus. But today, to just wake up and take a bath and go to a church that is half a kilometer is a problem. Jesus is to be sought after. We are to pursue him. We are to pursue Jesus. We are not created to pursue money. We are not created to pursue career. We are created to pursue the Savior, the Rescuer, the Anointed One. As we pursue him, all these other things will come. The Magi showed up the example. Remember, the Bible says they were the wise one. Wise men seek after Jesus. Tell your neighbor, wise men seek after Jesus. Tell them, looking at you, I strongly know that you are not foolish. So Jesus is to be sought after. This is the first lesson here. They came all the way. Theologian says that they must have traveled over 800 miles. Not kilometers. Over 800 miles. And some said it took them almost 2 years to finish the journey. Because Jesus is so central and so important that we must seek him. Seek him with all our energy. Seek him with everything. And allowing nothing to stop us. See, I will continue to seek after Jesus. And so that is why down the road, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall follow. So this year, we seek after him. How? We follow him. We follow him hard. Let me warn you, there are many things that will come to try to discourage you. But wisdom says, follow him. Say, I am wise. What do we learn again? We said this one last week, but it was repeated. Twice I have heard. He who is born king. Jesus is king. Say he is king. Who is a king? A monarch. A monarch. A sovereign. A ruler. Jesus is our monarch. Hallelujah. Tinubu is not our monarch. Wike is not our monarch. Jesus is our monarch. Jesus is our sovereign ruler. What does that mean? He is our commander. He is our governor. What he says, we don't question. We do. Whatever he says, we do. Why? He's our commander. He is sovereign. Sovereign ruler. He's our monarch. A king is to be served and obeyed. That's it. He's our monarch. We are to serve and obey him. But what does that tell us? Any man, any institution, every devil that has made themselves king over you, the King of Kings is over them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is King of Kings. And so if you are not connected to any earthly king, you don't have any connection to any minister, you don't have any connection to any governor, you don't have any connection to any president, but you are connected to Jesus, your connection is okay. It's enough. Somebody say, Jesus is enough. All other kings are made kings. He was born a king. All other kings would die and leave their throne. But he was born king to rule and reign forever. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. What else should we learn? Jesus is to be worshipped. Jesus is to be worshipped. They said, we saw the star. And we took this long, torturous journey to come and worship him. Many of us who claim to be Christians, we are not worshiping Jesus. What does it mean to worship Jesus? It means to prize Jesus above everything. It means to honor him as the highest value, object of value in your life. It means to grant to him your deepest affection. It means to hold him in the highest of esteem. True worship is when you love Jesus with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. It means to put him first in your heart. And then because you put him first in your heart, you begin to put him first in your thoughts, in your words, and in your action. Then you are worshiping him. From our heart flows the issues of our lives. So when you make Jesus first and you give him all your affection, you are worshiping him. If you have ever seen any part of Jesus, we worship him. They say we've seen his star and we have come to worship him. We see his creation, therefore we bow and worship him. We see his hand, therefore we bow and worship him. We see his wonders, therefore we bow and worship him. We see his mercy, even though we deserve worse, therefore we bow and worship him. We see his glory, therefore we bow and worship him. Anytime we see Jesus, we should bow and worship. Somebody give God praise. Jesus deserves our worship. The wise men taught us that. The gospel taught us that. And so if any other thing is number one, you are not a worshiper of Jesus. If your husband is number one, you are not a worshiper of Jesus. If your wife is number one, you are not a worshiper of Jesus. If your career is number one, you are not a worshiper of Jesus. If your money, your bank account is number one, you are not a worshiper of Jesus. For you to be called a true worshiper of Jesus, Jesus must be numero uno, number one. Above all, above all, above all, Jesus must be worshipped. The next, Jesus deserves our treasures and gift. When they saw the star and the star stopped upon the house, they entered the house, saw the child and the mother. They fell down and worshiped and they opened their treasures and began to bring out gift. A lot of us are worshiping. A lot of us are serving, but we have held back our treasures. We have held back our gift. If you are a true follower of Jesus, you must open up and bring out your treasures and bring out your gift. Everything we have, everything we own is for him. Your beautiful face is for him. Your handsome height is for him. Your beautiful voice is for him. Everything we have is for him. To be a real Christian and a follower of Christ, you must come to a place where you acknowledge that I have nothing. I own nothing. And everything he has given to me is for me to use it to serve him. We must open up and bring out our treasures and give him the gift. And look at the gift they gave, symbolism of many things. Gold represents wealth, fit for the king. Why? He's king of kings. Frankincense is a sap from a tree, dried and hardened, and is used for incense of worship. Why? He's a priest who goes about bringing incense on our behalf. He's deity. And then myrrh, a fragrant perfume used to anoint the dead. Why? They were embalming him and preserving him, saying he's the sacrificial lamb. Every one of us must decide that I will open up and serve him with my gift. You say, I don't have frankincense, I don't have gold, I don't have men, but you have a beautiful voice. Go see Pastor Helen. You say, I don't have gold, I don't have frankincense, I don't have men, but you have a big smile. Go see Barista Zibiri. You say, I don't have gold, I don't have men, I don't have frankincense, but you are good at organizing. The church needs you. No man, no child of God should sit in the body of Christ and do nothing for Christ. No child of God. No child of God. You must open yourself and bring out your gift. And every man and every woman under the sound of my voice is gifted. You have a gift to go say, I will open up and bring out my treasure and serve my king. Whatever he's given me, I'll serve him. Glory to God. Jesus prevails over and against every opposition, no matter how powerful the opposition is. Until you read about Herod, you will not know how powerful Herod was and how wicked he was. He was so wicked, he killed his own wife who misbehaved. He was so wicked, he killed his son who misbehaved. He was a no-nonsense tyrant. But you cannot kick against the authority of God. Can I tell you, if you carry Jesus, don't be afraid. Every conspiracy against you will fall if you stand in faith. 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 For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. But God was more than Herod. Before he could put his plan together, God gave Joseph a scheme. There is no wisdom that can prevail against the wisdom of God. No wisdom. No conspiracy against the agenda of hell will stand. Yes, we will do our path. But look at history. Nobody has succeeded against the church. Who is the church? You are the church. You are a carrier of Jesus. It's time to walk around bold, confident, but not foolish. Don't be afraid. No gang up against you can bring you down because you are a follower of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus, the Bible says, take him to Egypt so that it will be fulfilled. Out of Egypt, I called out my son. It's a fulfillment of prophecy. What does that mean? Colossians 1:13 says, for he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us. Every child of God that carries Jesus is a called out one. You have been called out from the corruption of the world. The Bible says you have put off the old man. Don't go back there again. Don't go back there again. You have been called out. Don't be like them. Don't think like them. Don't talk like them. Don't behave like them. You are the called out. Stand out for Jesus. Shine for Jesus. Be sought for Jesus. He was called out. You are also called out. Somebody say, I'm called out. Say, I'm called out. Be light. Be different. Let them say, in this office, we don't know, but there's something about him. In this ministry, we don't know, but there's something about her. In this class, we don't know, but there's something about her. In this, our compound, we don't know, but there's something about her. Why? Because you are called out. Called out for what? To be great. Called out to be great. So you are here under the sound of my voice. I don't care where you are right now. Because you are Christ, and because you have decided to follow Christ, greatness awaits you. Greatness awaits you. In the name of Jesus. Jesus was the Nazarene. What does that mean? You remember what Nathanael said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? It doesn't matter what the opinion of men are about you. It doesn't matter how small your village is. It doesn't matter how limited your exposure is. If you have Christ that is in you, guess what? Something good is about to happen. Something good is already deposited in you. Jesus was called the good master. He was called the good teacher. If he's in you, there's nothing about you that shouldn't be good. And so if there's any aspect of your life that is not good, as we decide to follow Jesus, sit down and take an inventory and begin to drop them. Put off every old man that is still hanging around you. He's the called out one. He's a Nazarene. What does it also mean to be a Nazarene? It's a branch. It's a stump. What that means is that you can't put Jesus down. He will always arise. He will always arise. It's a prophecy that came from Isaiah 11. But there's something Job said. Job said, for there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again. And that its tender shoot will not cease. Though its root may grow old in the earth and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. Jesus the Nazarene is the stump, is a branch. If you are in Christ, it doesn't matter how dead things look like. At the scent of water, what is water? The word. What is water? The word. What is water? The word. Every child of God, every Christian must make the word of God priority. Once the word of God is priority, nothing can die in your life. Did you hear what I said? Once the word of God is priority, nothing can die in your life. The Bible says from the sanctuary, the river flowed. And on every street, it gives water. And as it gives water, the fruits bear, the trees bear their fruits. Everyone, every month, no barrenness. We are in Christ, but a lot of us don't give attention to the word of Christ. Some of us, since last Sunday, you have not seen your Bible again till this morning. There is no way the life of Christ can manifest. It's not possible. It's at the scent of water. It's at the scent of water. It's at the scent of water. We must refuse to be Bible carriers only on Sundays and Fridays. The Bible is our necessary food. Job said, I have esteemed it more than rice and beans. Some of you, since last Sunday, it was this morning you looked for it and carried it. You can't show the life of Christ living like that. I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. After the word builds you up, then the word gives you an inheritance. Christians are looking for inheritance without being built. God doesn't want you destroyed. God will never give you a blessing you are not built up to carry. And so it's time, if we are going to follow Jesus, we be in the word. And every branch in us will begin to bear fruit. Begin to bear fruit. Jesus is Christ. Jesus is King. Jesus deserves our worship. Our worship. That means he must be number one. Not career, not wife, not children, but Jesus. Jesus deserves our treasures. It's time to bring it out. You sit in this church, and every day they are saying, we need care group leaders. We need care group leaders. We need care group leaders. And you hear it and you throw away your ears. Okay, we are looking for worship people. You hear it and you throw away your ears. We need DTS instructors. All you want to do is to come to church, sit down, take and go. Not in the kingdom of God. The gift he gave to you is for you to serve him. So bring out your treasures and serve him. Bring out your money and serve him. Bring out your time and worship him. Bring out all your gifts. Your gift of singing, your gift of organizing, bring it out and serve him. Remember, as a child of God, oppositions will come. where he said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome." This is the victory that we have. If you have faith, you overcome. Faith in who? Faith in Christ. Glory to God. You are called out. Say, "I'm called out to be great." Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Glory to God. I want us to pray briefly first. I want us to pray briefly first. When I was reading, I saw one that I didn't see early. It says, "Out of there shall come a ruler and a shepherd." Jesus is our ruler and our shepherd. He's our commander and our shepherd. So as a child of God, like David, you have the right to say, "The Lord is my shepherd." What does a shepherd do? He leads. He leads. He leads. He guides. He protects. And he feeds. APC cannot feed. The shepherd feeds. Tinubu cannot feed. The shepherd feed. Wike cannot feed. But the shepherd feeds. The shepherd feeds. You are praying for yourself, "Father, this year, I will worship you." What does it mean? You will be number one. Begin to pray. You will be number one. You will be my priority. 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 I will not allow anything to push you to the backstage. You will be number one. You will be number one. You first. God first. God first. Obeying him first. His word first. His word first. His word first. His word first. You will be my priority. I will worship you. I will serve you with my treasures. I will worship you. I will serve you with my treasures. And like the Magi, I will seek after you. I will pursue hard after you. I will run after you. Oh, the worship team led us in singing earlier. I'm running with Jesus. That is our proclamation this year, that we run after him. That we run after him. That we run after him. Pray, pray. I receive grace to pant after you. Like a deer pants after the water brooks, so my heart pants after you. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. They saw the star. We are not going to see the star. The star led them to see and know Jesus. What does that mean for us? We will seek the word. The word will lead us to Jesus. We will seek the Spirit. The Spirit will lead us to Jesus. The Spirit and the word. Father, grant me grace to stay in the word. Grant me grace to be a man of the Spirit. The end of carnality has come. I want to be a man of the Spirit. I want to be a man of the Spirit. Man of the Spirit. A man of the word. I'll give attention to the word. I'll give attention to the Spirit. And it will lead me. The word will lead me to Jesus. The word will lead me to Jesus. The Spirit will lead me to Jesus. And finally, pray. I wanted to mark it, but I didn't have the time. There was a lot of seesaw sin. They saw the star. They saw the child. You are going to pray, "Father, in this season, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see Jesus. Open my eyes to see my supplies." We are combining everything. Open my eyes to see Jesus. Open my eyes to see my supply. I will not be a blind Christian. I will not be a deaf Christian. I will not be a blind Christian. I will not be a deaf Christian. Open my ears to hear Jesus. Open my ears to hear instruction. Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Glory to God. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. We are following Jesus to be blessed here and blessed beyond. To be a blessing to our world. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. If you can't hear, you cannot show the life of Christ. Divine guidance is the biggest blessing you can have. For example, Abraham, kill your son. Abraham, drop that knife. Don't touch him. What if he didn't hear? So the capacity to hear per time, not the one you heard last year. Now, Abraham killed the boy. Abraham, don't touch the boy. If he didn't hear, the knife had gone up. So the bondwoman took the child and was going. And they were going to die of thirst. And the Bible says God opened her eyes and she saw water. A lot of us are moving around. There is water we are not seeing. Open my ears, open my eyes. Open my ears, open my eyes. Open my ears, open my eyes. If the Magi didn't hear very well, they would have gone back to Herod. Jesus would have been killed as a baby. If Joseph didn't hear, he wouldn't leave town. And if he didn't leave town, Jesus would have been killed by a baby. You cannot manifest the life of Christ without your hearing and your seeing. Father, open my eyes, open my ears. You are not praying like I thought you would pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. You may please be seated. You may please be seated.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.